Hello.
For calling Local Splash. Hello.
Wait,
Hi,
so
this
you guys
is Coral. Okay. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
You missed a call from us, you said?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. So you guys called me on 5 minutes ago. I was with the customer, so I couldn't take the call.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm not seeing any information here with the use of this phone number.
Are you from the Ford dealership? Like, where are you from?
No. I'm calling from Local Splash. This is all about Google advertising.
Ah, okay. I tell you what. Right now, I am not interested in doing any other campaigns besides the campaign that I have going on. Are you guys advertised for me, or are you guys basically like 50-50?
So we're a Google Premier partner, so we wanted to speak with you about like listing your business name on the first page of Google for your keywords, for your categories in your area. Basically, that's what our company does for online marketing.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From what phone number did you reach the call from? I mean.
So you guys actually called my St. Louis number, which is surprising because I don't advertise with that number, my personal. Mm. So I'm not sure how you got it, but you did. So.
I wish. Can I get that phone number so I could pull up the records here? Let's see.
So you guys called me on my personal, so it's 7879.
Hold on. Let me check where did we get this phone number from. Hold on. And who am I speaking with?
Okay.
I didn't quite catch your name.
So it depends who's asking, but usually, customers know me as Alex just because it's easier that way. But my name is Cal. So you can call me either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay, hold on. I'm just checking. 314-719-7879, you said, right?
Yeah.
That's weird. It doesn't pull up any records at all.
So, I don't know. You just called me, like, 2 minutes ago.
So this number, right? 314-719-7879?
That is my phone number.
I mean, what's the business number?
So you might have called from the business number, although it didn't show me that you did. So it's 720-515-7103.
7103. Okay, let me try this one.
Again, it didn't show that you called me from the business, so you might. It didn't show that way.
Okay, yeah. This one, I can see AirDocExperts.
That is me.
Okay, yes. We tried to call you.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah. We found you on Yelp. Now we tried to reach out. Again, this is about listing your business name on the first page of Google. So what this means exactly? It's like anytime anyone does a search for your keywords.
And you're breaking up. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm here.
Sorry, I'm out east. I'm working right now. I just finished the show and went to the next one. And they had a tornado here yesterday, so I think that's maybe why it's breaking up.
Oh, I see. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, Alex, what this means exactly for you, it's like anytime anyone does a search for your keywords or like for your services on Google. Now, our job here is to make sure that your business name will pop up on that first page.
Okay.
Mhm. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so what's the price basically? How do you guys work? This kind of thing.
That's a good question. Okay, well, the pricing, it depends on a couple of factors, like how far can you travel for all of your services?
So I am trying to stay as local as possible. So I usually don't drive more than an hour, and to be honest, most of my jobs are not even 40 minutes away.
Okay, so that's roughly below 50 miles. That's your service area. Is it for both residential and commercial?
No, only do residential.
Just residential. And you're not booked out. You can accept more jobs right now, right?
It depends on the day. Today is more chilled, but last week was kind of crazy. So, it varies. I always say, if there's a job, I'll just take it. I won't ask too many questions.
Okay. For chimneys, you're doing chimney sweeps as well, right?
Chimney sweeps only, which is a bit tricky with advertising, because I've noticed that sometimes I'm paying for leads.
Mm-hmm.
That wants repairs, and I decided not to do repairs anymore.
Okay. And you did not purchase any website as yet, like a domain? You don't have a website?
I do have a website that I pay some media to build me. Not a big fan of that website, but it exists. Mm.
Is it active? Is it AirDoc Expert LLC? Is this you?
Yeah.
Or just AirDocsExperts.com?
No, LLC.
Okay. I can see your website.
And if
here.
You,
how long
if
have
you,
you been
if
doing
you see
this?
The,
mm-hmm.
Just one second. If you're in my website right now, you can probably see that the address is Castle Pine. I can show you the address of Castle Pine.
Castle Pine. Let me check.
On the top of the website, it's probably going to say 6452 Edgeview Lane, Castle Pine, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you are in the right website.
Yes. Oh, okay. And how long
now
have you been doing this?
Now you asked about experience.
Yes.
So I've been doing chimneys and air ducts and dryer vents for around 4 years now. The last 2 years I've been on my own, not working for anyone. Was subcontracted with some companies, but I was independent.
Okay, so for experience, it's been quite some time now, but for the business itself, for AirDoc Experts, 2 years, right?
A little bit more than 2 years since I opened the AirDoc Experts, yeah.
Okay, all right. Because right now, the reason why I'm asking, actually, it's because we just had this promotion ongoing for new businesses, so you're qualified if it's... if you're less than 5 years, there might be some price reduction. Now, I just need to get my pricing manager jump on the line with us, you know, to talk more about pricing and the packages, how this works, stuff like that. But you can see the value in all of this, right? Like in having your name on the first page of Google today.
I can see the value. The thing is that I know that advertising through Google, it might be good leads, but it's also ridiculously expensive. And the way I work today is I'm really trying to be legit, which means I'm going to go to the customer, I'm going to give them a fair price, I'm going to close the job. If they got another estimate from someone else, I will go and do the job for a bit cheaper. And the reason I can actually do it is because I'm very calculated with my expenses.
I know. Okay, well.
Because Yelp doesn't charge me anything right now, and Angie, they're not cheap, but they're not charging that much.
Mm-hmm. Got it. But if we can make this affordable for you, you know, reasonable with good leads, I'm sure this is something you'd be interested to move forward today, right?
Well, I will say yes, but it really depends on what you consider affordable.
Depending
because
on the pricing.
I can tell you that if it requires to pay around $100 for any lead, the answer is no. Just like I don't pay Yelp anything, because Yelp will charge you $94 to message a customer. So I don't take those leads. I only take the free ones.
No, definitely not. Hey, let me get John. He will jump on the line with us to talk more on the pricing side. 1 second.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. My name's John. I'm the director here.